Freud. Deep Bad Freud. Deep Bad Freud. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Deep Fat Fried. Today, Scotty's going to tell us about squids, but first, a bunch of bantery bullshit. Woohoo!
I hate the banter. Skip to 11:03 for the real start of the show.
11:03, God, I love
it. Fuck all this banter bullshit. Who wants to listen to three retards expound about nothing?
Get, period, to, period, the, period, point. Period.
But then they love long episodes, too.
Right. Which, in order to do, a bunch of fucking nefarious neckbeards like us, we got to pad it out, man. We got to have extra banter if you want that three-hour episode.
They love that padding, man.
Yeah, banterific type of episodes.
Ooh,
not just
super banter.
Not just beginning banter, but like...
continuous banter.
Banter at different intervals during the show.
A lot of times I view it as my job to kind of not completely derail things from the subject, but... you know, occasionally...
That's all you're good for, TJ.
I try to be the master of digression.
Good old TJ, Loki, the god
TJ,
of mischief.
The master of digression.
I try to throw a monkey wrench in what everyone else is trying to do. I see it as my primary directive action.
I do.
It is what I contribute.
It is.
I'm the gremlin on the wing of the plane, ripping it apart as it's in flight.
Maybe I'll just fuck it. I mean, I won't even let Scotty do an episode about squids today. Maybe I'll just interrupt every single thing.
Dude, that'll just end in a fist fight, honestly.
Which
we could call it DFF.
That'd be entertaining.
Fist fights, you know?
DFF brutal fist fight.
I'll only be brutal for you.
Damn. Shit talk is hot and heavy today.
Damn, Paul. You fucking, the insanity episode's doing pretty well. You need to start fucking passing out more on this fucking show.
Dude, Paul
passed out. Paul got hurt again.
Holy shit.
You this time Paul knocked an arm off. Oh, God.
Paul lost an arm.
Oh, God.
Get some fucking washed up Hollywood special effects guys in here.
Yeah, dude.
Get some blood squirting.
As long as I don't have to do the full stunt like I did last
night.
Oh,
no, you got to do it, man.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking magical.
Yeah, awesome. But okay, of course, once again, this is coming out.
I know, it's so awkward.
Days later, it's kind of awkward.
It's the day after I face planted on
right.
the
we're recording this, so that's going on. That's why we're talking about it. But yeah, for you guys, it's been a while. So whatever.
It's probably, it's probably a stale
Years
meme
have
by
passed.
Now. They probably,
stale.
They're probably like,
who remembers that? We're all on to the next thing. Fuck that.
I know. So it's so weird to have something like that happen and then just pretend like it wasn't.
Yeah, like, let's pretend that wasn't a thing. We'll defer discussing that till tomorrow.
Well,
yeah.
TJ, just so you know, even though I guess it's going to fuck with the timeline, tomorrow I'm bringing those donuts, dude.
All right, you do that, bitch.
10 fucking donuts in your mouth.
At once. No swallowing.
At once. And
no,
your mouth
no spillage.
Must be fully closed.
You gotta close your mouth around the donuts.
No problem, bitch.
Dude, God, he's done, dude.
Dude, no fucking problem.
No fucking way,
I've
dude.
Seen through TJ's fucking game on this from the very jump because he knows he can't do it, but he still gets to cram 10 fucking donuts in his face.
All right, so TJ.
So at the end, he wins no matter what.
So also, we have to make sure there has to be some stipulations, TJ. A few stipulations.
Stipulations, huh?
One, you cannot blend up the donuts.
You know what? By the time people over this will already happen. By the time people see this,
I don't give a fuck.
All right,
you cannot blend up the donuts.
Why would I blend them? I don't need to blend them.
Because he's just covering his bases because he knows that if you can find any fucking little technicality to skate by on,
must
you
be
will.
Full donuts that you put into your mouth
right.
from the box.
Right.
You cannot.
And they're
gonna
be in
you can't cut them up.
Assorted variety, the 10 of which are decided.
The only
upon
tools you
the
can
show.
Use, TJ, are the ones attached to your body. So it's your hands. That's it. And you can't say, oh, there's a knife attached to my hand. Mm-hmm. Only your hands. TJ,
unless you fucking get a surgically implanted knife.
Yeah, if you want to go that far, that's fine.
If you get like a wrist knife or
you
something.
You can't smash the
out.
Donuts up. You can't go.
No blenders.
You just put them in your mouth.
No bullshit. No excuses. No swallowing in half a donut so you can fit the last little bit in. All that 10 have got to be in that mouth at the same time.
They have to come out of your mouth then, TJ, and be counted.
Gross.
Fully closed and then counted.
How are you going to count them? They're going to be one giant mass of dough.
I have to be able to count.
At that point.
I have to be able to count 10 donuts.
Well, then there's no fucking way I can do that. All
right, then I win, dude.
I can't preserve the fucking shape
can't
and
preserve
all that shit of the donuts. Of course they're going to be smashed. I'm going to be fitting them all in my mouth.
All right. Well, you know, fair enough. I guess I'll allow that.
So
there's
going to
be
unreasonable stipulation.
There's going to be one giant mass of slobbery, sticky.
All right, fine,
dough.
But they're going to be smashed in your mouth. Let's put it that way.
All right, that's fair.
All right. Well, cool.
I can't pre-smash them. That's
yeah, you
fine.
Can't pre-smash them. Yes, or blend them, or do anything to make it any easier. Like it has to be the, like the full size. Now, if we get smashed in your mouth because you're trying to make more room, hey, that's fine.
Right.
All right. Cool. We're good.
That's
even though this has already happened by now, whatever.
Yeah. So how many donuts do you think... You guys don't think I could do it. So how many donuts do you think I'll actually get to?
Five or six.
Five, six?
Yeah,
what do you think, Paul?
Like, I think that's about right.
You think I'm about...
I think
you'll
get halfway there, maybe a little more.
I'm going to get like maybe half.
Yeah.
And that's going to be about all.
Yeah. That's an insane amount of food
and
in
I'm getting
your
a dozen donuts, so you can pull
well, since
donuts
this is,
out.
Since this is airing afterwards, I can just go ahead and say that I'm not really confident I can actually do this 10 donut thing.
Oh, here we go.
But, here it comes.
But I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot.
So the people watching this can know TJ started hitting the eject button on this claim well before
I'm not going to hit it in anything that's canonically before this. I'm not going to say it before I do it.
Dude, this is the melon smashing shit.
I'm
going to
maintain
again,
the gravitas, but.
Dude, this is melon smashing part two, man.
Yep.
Another victory for Scott.
Melon smash two. I just figured that even watching me in the attempt is going to be entertaining, so. And maybe I can. I don't know. I got a big fucking mouth, dude.
How many slices of pizza do you think you can put in your mouth at once?
I mean, I've done two or three slices of pizza in my mouth at the same time as a kid, just to impress my friends.
Thin crust or hand tossed?
Hand tossed.
Oh, damn.
And I was a kid at the time. And I did it just to impress people in my class. So I've done this kind of like get as much food in my mouth as possible thing.
So you're saying you could probably put six slices of pizza?
I don't know.
I don't believe it.
I'm just saying as a little kid, I put like two slices of fucking hand-tossed pizza in my little fucking kid mouth.
Do you think you could fit an entire small pizza in your mouth?
Oh, man, I don't think about it. I don't know. That seems much.
They're about like that big, like maybe 10 inches.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe a thin crust.
This is disgusting.
I don't know, man.
It's like just disgusting challenges. How much fucking greasy-ass food can you crack your pie hole?
Why
Let's
not?
Do it live. Woo!
Hey, if he's willing to do it.
Paul's all of a sudden realizing that the show is more lowbrow than he thought it was.
Not only that, but I'm a total hypocrite because people have seen like 10 clothespins on my big old pepperoni nipples and shit. I've done fucking way crazier, grosser shit.
God has respect, TJ.
Yeah. Dude, I was a participant in the original duty stain challenge, and I'm over here like, ew, donuts.
Dude, how dare
I? What a pussy you are, Paul.
The good thing is me and you get a donut each, so.
Of course,
we come,
yeah.
We come
we
out
get
ahead.
To split, the last two donuts.
Because TJ can eliminate two donuts, so.
Right.
TJ, I'm going to walk in there. I'm just going to say, I want a dozen donuts. If they ask what kind, I don't care.
Mixed variety.
Mixed variety of donuts.
Surprise me.
Shock me with your decisions.
So, TJ.
Yeah.
Tonight's episode is about something near and dear to your heart, man.
The squid.
The squid, dude. Because you know what? The person that first started talking about squids in my life was TJ. He's like, man, you know, there's like squids. Or like people fall off the boat and the squid will eat them and shit. It's fucking crazy, man. Don't trust no fucking squids. And also, you wrote a short story, or was it a... I think it was a short story, Jellies.
Yeah. Well, that's about jellyfish.
I know, but it was kind of the same idea. Like, TJ had this kind of obsession with, like, the depths, as many people have. So, TJ, what do you know about squids? Because, I mean, some of the shit you told about squids, I tell you, is false. You lied to me. But, you know what, TJ? You're not the most reliable source of information.
You know, well, the stuff about it eating people, that's all from, like, old sailors accounting. So,
bullshit,
obviously...
TJ, it's real.
Obviously,
Whoa.
That's a little
never stared into the giant eye of the beast as its tentacles rend your ship from under ye.
Well, the thing that got me kind of fascinated with squids, and I don't really have a whole lot of information about them from a scientific vantage point, to me, they're almost more like a mythical creature, but it was reading about the gigantic and colossal squids and just realizing that, you know, the enormity of those that really got me kind of fascinated because, I didn't previously know that there was squids that were just so fucking huge. Like,
you know nothing, dude. I know everything about squids. I know a ton of shit about squids. You want to hear some shit?
Yeah.
They got tentacles.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
They got a bunch of tentacles. They got a central tentacle, I think, that like shoots out. They got big ass eyes.
Yeah, they do.
They squirt out ink out of their butts when they're trying to fucking get away from you.
Whoa.
To cloud their fucking escapes.
Neat.
They're colorful.
Yeah.
You're literally just telling us things that we can mostly see in the picture directly
in front
of us. They got a
fucking big ass eye. I mean, look at that fucking thing. It's really big.
Look at that.
Dude, look at it.
They live in the ocean. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Dude, I've been educated on squids. I know we call this podcast sometimes an educational podcast made by and for the uneducated, but you know what? I know my squid shit.
But in this case,
I know squids.
Paul knows squids.
I was talking all scientific there, too.
So, TJ, squids are cephalopods with elongated bodies, as you can see, large eyes, 8 arms.
Not tentacles.
Arms, Paul. But they do have 2 tentacles. 2 tentacles.
Sure. That's what I meant.
Oh, of course. Like all other cephalopods, squids have a distinct head, as you can see here, bilateral symmetry, and a mantle. We're actually going to look at the squid body a little bit more in detail in a minute. They're mainly soft-bodied, much like us on this podcast, like octopuses as well, but have a small internal skeleton in the form of rod-like gladius or pen made of chitin.
Cool. What's the fuck is chitin?
It's like a bone-like substance.
Neat. So okay. It's like cartilage almost?
I don't know if it's like cartilage, but I think maybe. I don't actually know what it is precisely.
All right, I'm looking it up.
I know insects have it. It's like the same thing that's a beetle
shell. A fibrous substance consisting of polysaccharides and forming the major constituent in the exoskeleton of arthropods and the cell walls of fungi.
Cool. Fungi.
What the fuck?
Cool. And they're also in squids, I guess.
So I must warn you, ladies and gentlemen, the creature we will discuss tonight has grasped and held prisoner the human imagination for thousands of years. Underestimate the squid, Paul, and TJ, and those watching at your own peril.
I will not.
I ain't underestimating shit.
This section is called The Rise of the Squid.
Rise of the Squid!
Now, I know many of the young Earth creationists that are watching right now will probably not believe this section of the show, so they probably should just skip it.
The squid was created by God.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
5,000 years ago.
Yeah, 6,000 years or 7,000 years ago, God made a squid.
God said, let there be calamari, what to fry up. And there, lo and behold,
this
there
is
was.
A squid fossil.
Damn, that looks pretty mean, though.
A squassel.
It kind of looks like a Cthulhu fossil or some shit. It looks fucking deadly as fuck.
So, the squid emerged during a particularly bountiful stage in the ecological timeline. 500 million years ago during the Cambrian...
5,000 years ago.
I'm sorry?
5,000 years ago.
500 million years ago, TJ.
5,000 years ago.
500
million... Well, that's your theory, I guess. My theory.
Just a theory. You know,
5,000 years ago.
I got a middle evolution. Way. Why don't we teach the controversy and just say between 5 and 5 million years ago?
There you go.
500 million.
Little blend of both.
5,000.
500 million years ago. During the Cambrian period, TJ.
Jesus period.
So many different animal groups emerged during this period that scientists have termed the Cambrian explosion. Originally, thousands of species of cephalopods existed. Today, only 4 remain. The squid, cuttlefish, octopuses, and nautiluses.
Nautiluses are cool.
Yeah. The earliest squid were most likely slow-moving creatures, much like TJ, lived in shallow waters.
Yeah.
Squid today are versatile creatures, TJ. They can make their homes in a variety of marine environments, from the deep sea to coastal surface waters.
Damn. It's like the squid cleaned its life up. It was just like a fat, bloated neckbeard in the shallow pond.
Let
and shit.
The squid be an inspiration to us all.
And it was like, I'm going to remake what I am and become a deadly sea killer.
Yeah, think about all those. They said there was thousands of species of cephalopods at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, other cephalopods are like, you know who I don't think is going to make it? Squid.
I'm betting against that
fat, lazy, stupid, slow fuck.
Shouldn't
and squid's just like, don't underestimate me, you guys. I'll show them. One day, I'll be bigger and meaner than all of them.
And they were like, they were shelled, too.
And he was true to his word.
They had a common ancestor that was like a mollusk that was shelled. So they changed quite a bit.
Damn.
Go to the next article, TJ.
What if I don't want to, Scotty?
I can make you.
What if I decide I don't want to do that?
Then get up from your fucking seat and I'll run the show, bitch.
No, I'll do it. Wait, this is the same shit. Right?
Go to the top, TJ.
The top?
Squid evolved in marine wars more than 100 million years ago.
See, that's
the
right.
The marine wars.
They fucking rose up and fought for their right to be badasses.
So, CJ, this is out of the University of Bristol in the UK, and says, the time of dinosaurs. On land, this was the time of the dinosaurs. But beneath the seas, ecologies were changing rapidly, says lead researcher Al Tanner. The cephalopods are now known to have been caught up in this major transition, evolving to lose the shells of their ancestors and develop as dynamic and uniquely adapted marine animals.
Cool.
Fish, squid, and their predators were locked in an evolutionary arms race, leading to increasingly speedy and agile predators and prey, says Tanner.
Cool.
The team compared specimens from the fossil record with evolutionary history chronicled in DNA, which obviously you don't believe in, TJ. A, quote, molecular clock technique based on the rate in which DNA mutates naturally was used to determine when different groups split away from each other.
God made that already decaying, though.
Okay, well, that's good. The key element of molecular clocks, though, is the fact that the mutations steadily accumulate in genetic material over time, says co-author David, that's a weird way to spell David, Pisani, also from Bristol. So by figuring out how many mutations per million years you find...
I think it's, like, supposed to be David or something.
David?
Oh, I don't know.
I ain't calling him David. Fuck
His
that.
His name is David,
I'm
dude.
David. Fuck him.
I'm pleased to meet your acquaintance. I am David.
Erasmus is way better.
If anyone calls themselves David, I'm not...
I think Erasmus and David are dating, dude.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe so. He needs to dump that David.
Yeah, David's no good for you, Erasmus.
What about Al and David? They were working on this together, dude. Maybe something was going on there.
No, buddies. David would not.
David would lower himself
sleeping with an owl.
That is true. So by figuring out how many millions mutations per million years you find, and how many it vary between different groups, we can estimate evolutionary time.
Lies.
See, TJ?
Bullshit.
So a reduced internal skeleton helps squid and octopuses to escape predators by compressing their bodies and genuinely behind clouds of ink, say the researchers.
That's right.
Those motherfuckers, much like
and
the octopus,
to this day.
They got all kinds of little tricks up their sleeve, you know? It's fucking crazy the shit that they can fit through. It'd be like the equivalent of, like, me being able to fit through a fucking hole the size of, like, a Coke can top or something. Just squeeze my entire body right on through.
You ever seen one of these motherfuckers wrapped around a deep sea submarine?
It's pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah.
You don't even want to see that shit, TJ.
You don't even want to see it.
The squid body.
So here's what's going on inside these fuckers.
So I think that's what you were talking about, Paul, the pen. Look at it. It's beautiful. Look at the stomach. The eye.
It's pretty cool. All of
and it's showing you the swim direction, too.
All of its organs are elongated as well. You see its little water flow system, which doesn't use that to propel itself as
It swims backwards.
Yeah.
So it can look at its pursuer.
But its eyeball, I think the way that its eye is situated, it has like a fucking almost full 360 view of everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, dude. Because
their eyes are so huge and round, and they're placed just so where it can kind of like see all around it at any given time.
Well, dude, they're excellent predators as well.
How could anybody look at this and not know that this shit is an alien? That's what I want to know. This is an alien. And you know what, dude? That whole fucking article skipped over the fact that they can't explain how these fucking things evolve so quickly and into such deadly and specifically evolved predators in such a short period of time. They came from the fucking
crazy,
space,
dude. They came... from outer space.
They came on an egg on an asteroid that landed in the ocean during the fucking Cambrian explosion.
Of the squid. Whoa.
Don't you know, TJ? Can't you feel? Look at this thing.
Do you want to believe?
This didn't evolve on this planet.
It has a gonad.
Not only that,
I don't know,
but
Paul.
We are massively underestimating the collective intelligence of these beings.
The collective
You know how I felt during the fucking octopus episode?
Yeah.
And you thought I was going to be silent in this episode?
I don't know.
You're wrong. I'm here to tell people that these things are not just interesting creatures that live in the ocean. They are actively plotting the destruction of mankind. You talk about global warming being the greatest existential threat to our species? No. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, what if these things are responsible for global warming? They're warming the planet so that they can colonize the land as well.
I'm looking at the diagram of this thing's dick, and I can't blame it. I mean, if you got a dick that
Where's
small...
Where's its dick?
Look at the bottom, dude. Its penis is internal, man.
What's it called? Where is it?
right there.
Oh, you there it is.
Down at the bottom.
I mean, if that's all you're packing, dude, you want to destroy the world.
Dude, it's got a weird, its gonad is up in its head and shit. So that means that's like a ball, basically, right?
Yeah.
What gonad?
It's up in the top of its fucking head, dude.
There's a gonad up there?
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
Where?
Little kidney.
Right here, dude.
It's ink sac.
Oh. Well, its gonad is in its, like, what it would be to us, its ass.
Yeah, I guess it's kind
of. But it's head over ass, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because its head is.
It's kind of hard to figure. Its body is so weird, dude.
Yeah, its body is kind of weird to navigate for us because it's laid out very differently.
Alien. So, TJ, squid or actually a mollusk?
So, how does it use this weird internal penis? Does it just, like, shoot stuff out of onto eggs or whatever?
It's pretty ingeniously designed because its asshole is on the outflow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, when it shits internally, the water flow just naturally, like, flushes it out the front toilet.
So it never gets
caught, like, inhaled.
We're going to talk about more of this shit, unless you guys want to fucking just speculate.
I mean, I think I know what's going on here. I think they blow out...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
I think they blow out sperm through... They just nut internally, right?
Yeah.
They bust a nut, and then they just blow that sperm out the water hole.
I know another blowhard on this panel, Paul.
Nope, dude, that's the way they do it.
Blowing a lot of hot air around.
Damn. Brutal.
So squid are actually mollusks, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although they look much different from their relatives, the gastropods are snails, and bivalves, clams. Unlike other mollusks, which have hard outer shells, squid have a soft outer body and an inner shell. Squid are part of the cephalopoda, meaning headed foot, a group that includes the octopus, cuttlefish, and nautilus. We already talked about that. Squid come in a variety of sizes and appearances. They can range from an inch to more than 65 feet in length. Most squid have a long tube-shaped body and have a small head. They have 10 arms, two of which are much longer than the others for grasping prey, which I guess what you'd say those are other tentacles, which are lined with a row of suckers. Some varieties have claw-like hooks in addition to suckers. In the center of the arms sits a mouth with a parrot-shaped beak, which their beaks are fucking weird-looking, dude.
Not only that, but, like, you see the inside of those motherfuckers, they, like, it's a pretty horrifying fate to be captured by one of the fucking squids. Like, if you're the squid prey.
Yes.
Because the shit inside that beak is basically just designed, it's like a meat grinder in its face, basically.
Yeah.
And it's fucking super powerful, especially those bigger ones, dude. Oh, man. It can fuck you up.
That motherfucker is going to just destroy you.
Well, you know, the good thing is they're really dumb animals, except they're actually not. Squid are the most intelligent of the invertebrates.
Even smarter than the octopus?
That's what my research says.
Fuck.
With a brain that is well-developed and larger in proportion to the animal's body than that of most fish and reptiles.
Told you.
They also have a sophisticated nervous system. For example, a group of Humboldt squid hunt cooperatively, spiraling up through the water at night and coordinate their vertical and horizontal movements while foraging.
See, Paul, there's that group intelligence you were talking about.
You guys thought I was bullshitting.
We are coming for you, Paul.
Oh, you guys thought I was bullshitting.
Never go near the ocean, Paul, because fucking Scotty's, squid are going to take care of you.
What Scotty's scientific article isn't going to go into, because it's being actively suppressed in the scientific community,
sure,
is that these combinations of suckers and claws and shit are perfect for rending the flesh of a human being from its bone.
I would say that's probably true, man. So, I mean, look, there's no denying that. We're going to see a video later on that... I think, Paul, you'll enjoy. I think it gives your theory a little bit more credibility.
Cool.
The squid's body is enclosed in a soft and muscular cavity called the mantle, which sits behind the head. Mm-hmm. As water flows through the mantle cavity, it passes over the gills, and the squid absorbs oxygen to breathe. Beneath the head is a tube called the funnel. Waste and other waste are excreted through the funnel, as is the squid's defensive ink.
A lot of multi-purpose holes.
Oh, it
on
does.
Squid.
Yeah, a squid's funnel acts like a jet engine, making them powerful swimmers. It draws water into the mantle cavity by expanding its muscles.
I mean, do you imagine if there was one hole on your body that you could propel yourself forward with?
Yeah, shooting
shit out of, shoot ink out of, and it looks like they shoot their sperm out of there too.
I mean, look, that hole's gotta do a lot.
Yeah, it's a fucking all-purpose motherfucker.
It's
the Swiss
efficient.
Army knife of body orifices. Efficient.
Let's be honest, TJ, intelligent design right there.
Damn right, boy.
Intelligent design. I mean, look,
when I look at this,
I see
the hand of God up in this motherfucker.
Perfectly designed, perfectly fine-tuned for its environment.
Mm-hmm.
So the mantle stretches like a rubber band, then contracts and forcibly pushes the water out of the funnel. The squid shoots backwards, tail first, when escaping from a predator. A squid can propel itself as quickly as 25 body lengths a second.
Cool.
So these things are fast as shit.
Fast little motherfuckers.
Can we go on to the next picture, TJ?
Mm-hmm.
Squid, where's the squid? Where's the... Oh, there it is.
Isn't that an octopus? That looks like an octopus.
That's a squid.
That's an octopus.
They look very similar, though.
That's an octopus, bro.
That is an octopus.
Nope, it's a squid.
That's full-blown an octopus.
That's a squid.
I promise you that's a
squid. I searched for squid camouflage.
Nope.
Okay, well, you guys can disagree.
Nope.
So with their soft bodies, squid are vulnerable prey, TJ. Uh-huh. So even though they're fast and have all that shit, dude, so they have to rely on their speed and agility as well as their system of camouflage for defense. Before a squid flees its predator, it releases a cloud of inky substance called sepia.
Sepia tone.
This temporarily confuses the attacker, allowing the squid to escape. To blend in their surroundings, squid have a thousand of pigment cells on their arms called chromatophores, which are tiny, attached to tiny muscles. Chromatophores expand or contract to change the color of the pattern of the squid's skin to match the back its background. These same cells also help squid attract a mate and communicate with other squid. Squid can even change the texture of the skin to stimulate their surroundings by raising little flaps or bumps.
Damn.
So you know the next picture, TJ?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually the predatory thing. So actually, we have a couple videos.
It's time for the videos,
videos, yes, correct.
Yeah. By the way, that was definitely an octopus.
That was that
then, amazing.
Then the person who labeled that lied.
They probably did. Amazing squid swimming and changing color. Here we go. I don't believe it. It's a lie.
And you might say that, TJ, but there's over three. I think almost 400 species of squid. So you can say it's an octopus, but I don't think you're an expert in any position to make the determination. You want to be technical. Oh, look, it's an octopus, TJ. Look at it.
No, that's a squid.
Oh, look, it's an octopus, TJ. Look at it. Look at it, TJ.
That's a fucking squid.
Look at it, TJ. It's an octopus.
I'm pretty sure that was an octopus.
I'm
wrong.
I'm 100% sure.
Are you guys experts?
Yes.
Are you biologists? Wrong.
I told you at the beginning of this episode, I know everything about these animals.
You're lying.
I've been studying
the enemy of mankind
for a long time.
The fucking octopus.
I'm inside their hive mind.
That's basically it. Now we actually have a more in-depth video.
All right, let's take a look. You're not hallucinating. That's just squid skins. Deep look.
From PBS.
PBS.
Look, another octopus.
That one looks like a squid to me.
That's an octopus.
Fish. Octopuses and squid have an almost otherworldly ability to control their appearance. What makes it possible are these spots. They're called chromatophores. They're like tiny water balloons filled with colored pigment. When the balloons expand, you see more pigment, more color. When they contract, the color shrinks to a tiny dot. The overall effect can be really dramatic, and for good reason. These animals don't have protective external shells.
Check out that squid.
They're unarmored, naked, and they aren't great swimmers either. Camouflage is their best defense. They have to be good at it. Octopuses can change their body position and the pattern on their skin to match rock or coral. Octopuses and cuttlefish can even change the texture of their skin to throw off predators, become bumpier and more rock-like. But squid often live in the open ocean. How do you blend in when there's nothing?
Yeah, how do you do it?
How you solve that fucking problem,
eh? Changing the way light bounces off their skin. They can actually adjust how iridescent their skin is using light-reflecting cells called iridophores. They can mimic the way sunlight filters down from the surface, hide in plain sight. So how do they control all this color change? Is it voluntary or some kind of built-in reflex? That's what researchers at Stanford University
wanted to know. Some smart people.
Know.
What are these fucking smart people doing?
If they was really smart, they would know the truth.
Oh, that God just made them?
Jesus. No. It was Jesus.
They are really smart, and they do know the truth. They're here to fucking colonize and conquer us.
So they're in on it, dude.
You think they're in on the whole fucking
thing?
And
look, we're just taunting them by taking them out of the ocean as they exist now and experimenting on them and
you
shit.
You will regret this, human!
One day you will rue the day that you pulled a single squid from the ocean. We've been deep frying and battering these fucking creatures. They're not coming for our asses?
And not even calling them by their proper name. Calling them calamari. Lying.
Yeah.
About what we're eating.
Squeezing like lemon juice over them and dipping them in fucking tartar sauce and shit. Goddamn, I'm
so
hungry.
Fucked, dude.
Starting to get hungry about this calamari.
Oh, man, this is weird. Weird thing. Found this article. Try to find the octopus in this video, but then it has this GIF that you used for this squid here.
Oh, shit.
Nah, dude.
What's going on?
This is some fake news, TJ.
What's going on, Scotty?
I don't know, man.
What's happening?
I don't recognize this fucking GIF
at all. The controversy.
I mean, that is the same GIF you used, right? Let me see.
Let's look, man.
Yeah,
it looks different.
Like the same one.
No, I don't see some plus one thing on that one.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, nice try,
TJ. This one actually says Roger T. Hanlon on it. Ah, fuck.
Nah, TJ, nice try.
Here's actually the full video, and it is an octopus. So.
No, it's not, TJ.
I'm just letting you know. I was right, and you were wrong,
TJ.
Bitch.
I don't acknowledge that, man.
I'm so fucking petty. I literally went and, like, reverse image searched that shit to prove myself right.
Well, you're not right, TJ. You're still wrong, dude.
I'm still wrong.
I didn't see the plus one on that video, man.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck.
Can't argue with that.
Can't argue with the facts.
How about squid behavior, TJ?
What about it? What do they do?
They kind of just chill, man. See this fish right here? They're dancing right now, man.
He's dancing with the fish.
He's dancing with him.
Dancing with a fish. Do all squid have that copyright symbol?
Yes. And that is a fact.
And text.
Yes, all squid have that.
Oh, cool.
That's crazy.
That's actually not added as a watermark on the image. That actually does exist.
That's actually a feature of the squid.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
It makes other sea life wary of the squid because they're like, I better not fuck with him. He's copyrighted.
Well, I mean, that is a good strategy to survive.
You know?
So, TJ, what do you think squid eat? What do they eat, TJ?
I mean, they eat a lot of stuff. I mean, obviously, they eat fish. I could see that.
I think they eat human flesh, personally.
I know that they'll eat. I mean, according to historical reports, some squid have done that. I don't know. They probably eat like a lot of crustaceans and
so squid are
maybe
carnivorous.
They probably eat other squid too. I would assume.
Yeah, some of them do. Their favorite foods include small fish, crabs, shrimp, and other squid.
Yeah.
So I mean,
when you got a species where I mean, like it's kind of like snakes, you know, like a big snake will eat a little snake, a big squid will eat a little small squid.
Well, it's believed a lot of times if there's enough competition, the squid will just eat the other squid. Like, hey, there's too many squid here. I'm gonna eat your ass.
Yeah,
because they're right here. A squid will stalk its prey by hiding out of sight until the animal's within range, then shoots out its arms to ensnare their food.
Right. Because obviously it's a master of camouflage and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The squid then pulls the food to its mouth with its arms and uses its sharp parrot-like beak to tear off pieces. Then the sharp radula, or its tongue, grinds up the food and pushes it down the squid's throat.
Oh, my God.
So,
do you have any pictures of a squid's mouth in this?
We'll see a squid's mouth in one of the videos.
Okay, cool.
But you know what, TJ?
Because people definitely need to see how
it's all about just violence and killing your fellow fish, dude.
Right.
What about love?
Love. Is there another picture?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Loving
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
Oh, man, these squid getting down.
It's easy because you're beautiful.
Dude, I'm hard as a rock right now.
Why wouldn't you not be hard?
I think the audience is hard. I think I speak for everyone here. If you have a dick, it's hard. If you have a pussy, it's wet. How could you look at this tantalizing erotic display and feel otherwise? I mean,
TJ,
obviously, we're all boned up at this moment.
Could you get some more romantic music? Get us in the mood for this section.
Yeah,
man.
Okay,
I mean,
hold
like,
up.
I mean, look, this is a beautiful thing going on right now. And I mean, I want to give these people information, dude, but I mean, I just want to stick my wing
in that valve, dude.
Uh-huh.
Who wouldn't?
That out valve, dude. I want to go in the out valve.
Oof. Can't be like that squid, man.
This is too. I want some fucking.
No, man.
I want some porno type music.
Bam, 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 bam. We need some shit like that, TJ. Not this ding.
Bang. Unreleased 70s porno music.
Hell yeah.
I don't think that's actually what it is. I think it's just a person being clever with their album title. 3 hours sex music for intimate, erotic moments. All right.
I'm having an intimate, erotic moment right now.
That sounds promising.
Yeah, dude. So, TJ. Courtship and squid take place in the open water. It involves the mate selecting a female.
Damn,
the female responding.
Would it be awkward if I started jerking off right on the show?
Not at all, because of what's going on right now.
I mean, like you guys feel it too, right?
And the transfer by the male, spermatophores, to the female.
Oh, fuck yeah.
In many instances, the male may display to identify himself to the female.
Fill me with your spermatophores.
And drive off any potential competitors. Elaborate changes in body pattern take place in some species in both agnostic and courtship behavior.
The agnostic? Caribbean, what yeah. the fuck?
agnostic.
The squid's like, I don't know if I believe in God, baby.
I'm sorry.
But let me see them squiddies.
The Caribbean reef squid.
Yeah.
For example, TJ.
Yeah.
Employs a complex array of color changes during courtship and social interactions. And has a range of about 16 body patterns in its repertoire. Squid reproduce sexually.
Oh.
Let me just say that again. Sexually.
Sexual reproduction.
A female
baby.
Can produce thousands of eggs, which she stores in her ovary.
Oh.
In male squid, sperm is produced in the testis and stored in a sac.
Oh, yeah.
When they mate, oh! Oh, when they mate, the male uses a special arm. Oh, I bet you it is a special
arm. Oh, it's a real
special arm. To transport packets of his sperm into the female's mantle cavity or around her mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh, giving her a facial. Where the eggs are waiting. I bet you they are.
Oh, yeah. Bukkake that bitch.
Then the female ejects the gelatinous mass of fertilized eggs.
Oh, gelatinous
funnel
mass.
Or mouth and hides them under rocks or in holes.
Oh, lots of holes.
After 4 to 8 weeks, baby squid hatch. At birth, they are a smaller version of their parents. They feed on tiny creatures called plankton while they grow to adulthood. Want to see the baby squid?
Sure, let's see them.
Let's see a little baby squid.
A little tiny squid.
They're pretty fucking cute for a little squid, man. I like that little thing. It's,
dude,
it's a cute little sucker, man.
Listening to that whole, like, copulation explanation, they probably have a similar thing for us. They're probably like, the courtship begins with a human male selecting a human female. She then may respond negatively or positively. If positively, they return home for a courtship dance. Males will often adorn themselves with different clothing and do their hair in different ways to attract different types of females. Then they mash their genitals together in a strange ritual where the man uses a special arm to plant his seed within the womb. Just like, I know they've got the same kind of fucking video for us.
Here is human reproduction. The squids are like, ugh.
Oh, man, that's
fucking
weird.
Gross,
they carry
dude.
Their infants in a sack in their bellies for
ugh.
9 months.
Why not hide them under a rock? Imbeciles! So,
they
TJ,
are an inferior race.
This may surprise you and people listening as well. Many squid live fast and die young.
Yeah.
Their entire life cycle.
Squid don't waste no time.
Takes just 1 year.
Damn.
After male and female mate, they usually die.
Die. Octopus is the same way.
So, less is known about the life cycles of deep water squid, though they may have considerably longer lifespans.
Oh. Okay.
So this one's called Squid or Kind of Dicks. Play the next video, please.
Red Devil Squid Bites Diver.
Oh, yeah.
See, I told you they were doing that shit.
Much more warning do we need?
It's got its tentacles around.
I apologize. They're British.
Hey, Rudy!
These people that are trained to react like this when shit like this happens. I'm literally being eaten alive on the BBC!
I know, right?
The giant squid is latched. If you see, it's ripping the flesh of my arm from the bone.
The squid trying to escape. The squid seems calm.
what are
an
you
idiot.
Looking at?
I think this dude is squid autistic, dude.
Yeah. I think he is.
That's like if a dog is growling at you and you're like, he seems calm.
Yeah.
He's not actively biting me at the moment, so he seems calm.
I'm just going to keep antagonizing him then. Look how when I poke him, he gets ever more agitated and likely to attach himself to my body and kill me.
Yeah. Enough. You've wasted enough of this poor squid's fucking time, you dick.
It's shit to do.
I'm not sure if this video, the squid, actually might shoot ink at them. Let's just see.
I'm just going to release all right. it now.
I just don't know how litigious the BBC is. I don't know if this is are we doing a public episode or a private episode? Do you know? He is a monster.
You have to respect the squid, though. Like,
as evidenced by the fact that it sat there and cooperated with your ass more than I would have.
But you know,
if
what?
I was being held up
in the squid's defense, like, this thing's grabbed me. Should I try to eat it? And he tried to eat it, and it's like, I can't bite through this armor.
This is gross.
Yeah,
it tastes like metal. Let me go.
Yeah, we're just gonna get fucking the same shit eventually. They're going to come out of the ocean and be like, I've caught one of the land mammals. Look how vicious it is when I poke it. Ow, it has bitten one of my tentacles. Its incredibly powerful jaw has bitten one of my tentacles. What a beautiful animal. What a strange beast this is.
I don't know what the squid equivalent of the BBC is.
The SQQ, dude.
What does that say?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't speak their language. Can you?
No, I'm afraid I can't. So, as well as occupying a key role in the food chain, squid are important prey.
To a, is it this one?
Yep, this is a dead squid, dude. It's fucking dead.
Squid
are important prey for predators, including sharks, seabirds, seals, and whales. Can you actually move to the next image, TJ? This is a dead. Right.
Dead. He dead.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah. That squid don't look like he's doing too good.
Yeah, he's about to feel a lot of pain. Juvenile squids, let me see here. Juvenile squids provide part of the diet for worms and small fish. So when they're really small, pretty much anything will eat them. When researchers studied the contents of stomachs of elephant seals in South Georgia, they found 96% of squid by weight. So squid are a fucking huge part of the seal's diet. That's why I pulled the seal picture. In a single day, a sperm whale can eat 700 or 800 squid, and Risso's dolphin entangled in a net in the Mediterranean Sea was found to have eaten an angel clubhook squid, umbrella squid, reverse jewel squid, and European flying squid.
Dizam.
All identifiable from the indigestible beaks. So that's the one thing they don't eat for the squid. You can't eat the beak.
Well, they eat it. It just doesn't digest.
Yeah, you can't digest
it. They just shit out their beaks.
A lot of times, that's the only thing they'll find, too, from the squid is the beak.
Because the rest of it just rots away.
Well, they eat the rest of it.
Yeah.
So when I was doing the research for this episode, I didn't know this, but so apparently on YouTube, eating squid or any other seafood most people probably wouldn't normally eat is kind of a big deal. And boy, do Asian girls on the internet love to eat some squid. And not only do they love to eat them, millions of people love to hear the slurping and crunching that goes along with it.
Oh.
They listen intently as the squid is devoured down to the last bite. So I now have to present to you eating squid ASMR.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not just eating the squid, it's ASMR.
I'm
going to
take advantage of this. I'm going to see if it calms me.
All right.
I'm going to try and
get
that ASMR tingle.
ASMR, no talking, eating sounds, mukbang.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and switch to this view while we're doing it so we can kind of show us as we calmly.
I'm going to let this wash over me like spring rain.
Let's do it. Let's see how relaxing it is.
These are the baby squid. Looks like there's got some sesame seeds on them.
Delicious.
Gotta get them nice and seasoned. Some bell pepper, looks like, or something. Okay, no talking. Oh, it's like a chili sauce. Okay. Baby squid.
We see them.
There's no talking.
All right, shut up. I gotta relax with this. Okay.
And we are almost ready to begin. If you're listening, and we begin.
Dip it.
Dip it. Dip it good.
You guys are fucking up the ASMR.
I don't like it.
Squid number two.
Ugh, it sounds like Salvador chewing on one of his fucking squeaky balls and shit.
And these, by the way, these videos have millions of views.
Sounds great.
And these people, this channel here has, I think, 1.6 million YouTube subscribers.
Awesome.
So this isn't obscure.
I wish I was just a fucking Asian girl that I could just get paid to sit around eating squid all day.
Dude, it's so weird to me that you feel skeeved out by something like this, but you'll spend like 30 minutes watching people's fucking faces get ripped off and arms breaking.
I know,
look
right?
at that head pop clean off his shoulders.
Like, this, ew, didn't, this didn't bug me at all. I'm fine.
Dude, I hate that noise, and like if Salvador comes next to me carrying one of his balls and he starts like chewing on it around me, and I hear that slobbery sort of, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't want to hear that. That's like the nastiest sound in the world.
It kind of sounded like stirring the mac and cheese, if you get me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of that.
Well, TJ, there's another one. Give this other video a chance. Maybe that'll do it for
you.
Oh,
God.
Come on, TJ. Give it a chance.
All right. Mini eats.
If you want to go subscribe to that channel, you can. You're into this.
I already don't like the sound they played at the beginning of that.
Giant hole squids.
I don't know what your problem is, dude. TJ, this is what good pussy sound like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, look at that.
Sounds like an Asian girl eating a squid raw.
Mm.
Oh, so slimy.
And that's why people play music when they have sex. So I have to listen to that horrible shit.
Damn. TJ doesn't like the sound of good pussy, dude.
I guess
he
I
doesn't,
don't.
Dude. Ooh, dip it. Oh, yeah.
Dip
Ooh.
It good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
Eat those arms.
Stir that mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
TJ's... Hey, I guys. Love that TJ's genuinely put off by this. It's so rare to find something that utterly TJ. Fucking disgusts TJ.
Only to cook squid for 30 to 45 seconds, dude.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And then you're ready to...
Ready to...
I mean, you know what? It's
Why are you
not,
stopping it, TJ?
It's nothing to do with the squid itself, because I'd try it. But I don't want to listen to that noise.
You're going to have to hear it when you're slurping the tentacles
It doesn't bother
down.
Me if I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
Come on, TJ. Let's play a little bit more, man.
Really?
Like yeah, yeah. Let's hear it. Now put your headphones on.
No. I'm good.
Come on, TJ. Put your headphones on, man. Listen to the sound, TJ. Look at that. Ooh, a big, beefy bite of tentacle. Oh, an arm. Ooh, look at those little...
TJ is
tender.
So uncomfortable by
TJ,
this.
TJ, it's tender. It has a mild flavor. I love crunchy tentacles.
It's not. It's just a nasty sound.
I love it.
What is nasty about it, dude?
That weird. I don't know. The whole fucking thing is just a gross
TJ,
sound.
Millions of people disagree with you, dude. Millions.
Oh, my collarbones feel weird now.
Millions upon millions.
Dude, play some more. Put your headphones back on. It makes his collarbones feel weird.
No.
You got to listen to some more, TJ.
No, we're good.
You got to face the fire.
We're good.
You got to face
All right,
the
well,
fire,
skip
towards
the end, TJ.
Good.
Skip
no, we're
the
good.
End.
We're good.
No, TJ.
We're good.
I'm not proceeding.
We're good. We're good.
We're not good, man.
We're good. Talk about this.
No. Come back and play more of the video.
No.
All right. Well, I'm not doing anything.
Fine.
We're on strike.
Squid episode's over then.
Strike, 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 strike.
So,
Damn.
What did you do?
He knocked the camera off the fucking thing. Because we have such a high-tech fucking studio yeah, over here.
I know, right?
Stupid bastard.
Our air conditioning.
Yeah.
Our fucking light going off in the back.
What is that light, anyway?
I don't know.
It's like the fucking, I think it's like the, whatever, the
TJ,
surge protector
fucking...
that's over there.
Why is that light like that?
TJ, why the fuck won't you play more of the video, man?
Fix that light, Matt, or Zandalar, whatever the fuck your name is.
Xandalar Cryptiducius Esquire, TJ.
Go fix that damn light
don't
now that I'm thinking about it. What is that damn thing? Burn
light.
That. Burn that like the Velveteen Rabbit.
Burn after reading. Oh, it's the laser thing.
Yeah, it's the lasers.
Pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Why are you so uncomfortable with that, TJ? It's supposed to make you relax.
It doesn't. It's a gross sound.
What
makes
what's
me
gross
happy.
About it?
What's gross about it?
That girl was eating and she had no problem.
I don't know. I don't
it's
like
it. She wasn't being a girl
it's
about
tender.
It.
Has a mild
I don't like
flavor.
Listening to people chew. I don't like fucking slimy sounds. It's gross. It's just fucking straight up gross. I don't know what the fuck
so
to tell
you. You hate all of your bodily functions. If you fart, you're like, ugh, it's gross. I farted. I don't like the noise that came out
no,
of my butt.
No, farts are funny.
Farts are funny. Chewing's not funny, but it's not like gross
so
to the point where you can't listen to it. It makes your collarbone tingle.
Oh, dude,
tingle.
Paul. Me and you need to come next time and it's like a bunch of like Taco Bell or something where it's good.
TJ doesn't even like the mention of collarbone. Just
collarbone.
The word.
Collarbone.
Makes him shivery.
They should do like a little mini episode on collarbones.
Collarbone. Collarbone.
Don't do
collarbone,
that.
Collarbone. Collarbone.
So breakable and accident prone. Collarbone. Collarbone.
Look out. It's TJ's collarbone.
What happens is my shirt touching them starts to be like
Dude.
Too much.
Poor TJ.
Let's go jump on a trampoline, TJ. Boing, boing. Oops, don't fall, TJ. Oh, ow,
TJ
my collarbone.
TJ relive his worst memories.
His trauma, dude.
Oh, man, what a great show
I don't
we
think, I don't think he even broke it. Did you break your collarbone?
I think you
strained
it
or something.
It was, I'm pretty sure it was broken, but there was, like, some disagreement, I guess. I don't know.
You didn't break shit, dude.
They took me to fucking, they didn't even take me to a real doctor. They took me to that fucking ReadyMed place. They used to be down there, so who fucking knows what actually happened?
Which made no sense because at our time, our dad was like
right.
loaded, so it was like he wasn't hurting for money.
Our family was rich, and they still took me to the shit doctor. So
look, TJ, we could take you to a hospital. We'll be there for hours. Just go to this little shitty doctor.
Dump him at the ready man. There you go.
You fine, TJ?
Scamper
Does it
on
hurt
in there.
When I poke it?
All right, it's fine. Here's a cast. They didn't give me a cast. They gave me a sling. Like, put it in a sling. It'll be fine. I guess it eventually was, except for this horrible latent weirdness.
Psychological
yeah.
reaction that you have to your collarbone.
That's, yep.
Don't break your collarbone again, TJ.
Anyway, are you going to proceed with this episode or not?
I want some more ASMR, dude. All right, fine, TJ. You know what, dude? Because you're so immature, and because you're so unwilling to listen to those around you,
yeah,
I will take the high road, and I'll continue the episode.
Very gracious.
Scotty,
only
always
because,
the better man.
Only because, yeah. TJ, the people would suffer otherwise.
Right.
That is true.
Yep.
Scotty, man of the people.
Man of the people.
There be giants in these waters, matey, TJ.
Hey.
For thousands of years, people have told tales of giant, many-armed sea monsters. In Homer's Odyssey, Odysseus had to navigate his boat around a many-headed sea monster called Scylla. Jules Verne later wrote of a giant squid attacking the Nautilus submarine in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. These legends are likely based on real sightings of the giant squid, the world's largest invertebrate, and the biggest member of its species.
Damn.
So, TJ, you know what's featured here? You know what this is called?
A gigantic fucking squid.
Wrong!
No.
The Kraken.
The Kraken.
Yeah, this is reality for a ton of people in the age of
sailing. This happened to a lot
of
people, TJ. When people didn't have fucking motorboats and aeroplanes and all that fancy shit, this is what happened to you out in the seas. The Kraken would come and pull you beneath the depths. So, can you go to the next image, please, TJ?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
I will, though.
Zoom out. God damn, TJ. What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Now zoom in.
Zoom in. Zoom out. Zoom in. Zoom out. Zoom in.
So
I can't see the squid.
So the French dispatch steamer Election was cruising off the Canary Islands late November of 1861 when its crew spied something unusual in the water. It looked like a large sea monster with many arms and a long tail. The gunboat, firing cannon and musket at the strange apparition, pursued until they could get close enough.
I think they pursed it, dude.
Yeah, they pursed it. Pursued.
Set a pursed course.
Yeah, who the fuck wrote this, dude?
Don't you mean pursuit course, Captain? I know what I said.
Yeah, this is an accounting of it that someone wrote. Pursued until they could get close enough to throw harpoons into its body.
Yeah.
The harpoons wouldn't stay in the flesh for long, but finally the crew managed to get a noose around the tail of the monster. As they tried to pull the thing aboard, the rope tightened and cut through the animal. Most of the creatures sank into the sea, but the ship's captain decided to take the tail of the thing back to the French consul in
Tenerife?
Tenerife?
Maybe.
From there, the tail and a report about the creature made its way to the French Academy of Sciences. So the this is obviously featured here is the Election attempts to capture a giant squid in 1861. That's featured here.
Dude, does it ever bother you guys that you'll never do anything this manly as long as you live? Like, your manliest
Speak
moment
for
would
yourself,
probably be like,
boy.
Yeah, and then I fought some dude, and we got a fist fight. But, like, these guys, like, literally harpooned and killed and fucking caught a giant squid. And it was just like a day on the ocean for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. No, they weren't believed. At the Academy, the report was widely ridiculed.
Oh, they're believed
no
at
serious
this academy.
Scientist could believe in such a creature. As one member said, it was against the laws of nature.
How?
Boo.
Against Boo. The laws of nature or not, the creature seen by the Election's crew did exist. Today we know this creature is real. What the Election sailors saw was the giant squid, or its close cousin, the colossal squid.
Cool. I like it. Seems Damn. Good to me.
What about the Kraken, though, TJ? You go to the next image, please.
Kraken.
The Kraken.
Nah, I don't want
to. So this is the mythology.
This is awesome.
And this is an account, TJ, by Dane Erik Pontopiden.
Pontopiden?
Pontopiden, Something. I don't know.
What? Man, why the fuck do people have such weird,
I don't
stupid
know,
last names, man?
Yeah, what happened to Smith?
Yeah.
And Jackson and...
Your name is Dane Erik Smith, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. So it was first described by him in 1752. The Kraken is a legendary sea monster of giant size and said to dwell off the coast of Norway and Greenland. Authors over the years have postulated that the legend originated from sightings of giant squids that may grow between 12 and 15 meters, an American that's 40 or 50 feet in length. The sheer size and fearsome appearance attributed to the Kraken have made it a common ocean-dwelling monster in various fictional works.
Cool.
And how about a sonnet,
fictional?
TJ?
Fictional?
Yeah, I don't know why it says fictional, but...
A sonnet, huh? This is a classy podcast sometimes,
And
you
a regular
know?
Sonnet about the Kraken. Below the thunders of the upper deep, far, far beneath in the abysmal sea, his ancient, dreamless, uninvaded sleep. The Kraken sleepeth. Faintest sunlights flee about his shadowy sides. Above him swell huge sponges of millennial growth and height. And far away into the sickly light, from many a wondrous grot and secret cell, unnumbered an enormous polypi.
Something.
Winnow with giant arms, the slumbering green. There hath he lain for ages, and will lie, battening upon huge sea worms in his sleep.
Yum.
Until the latter fire shall heat the deep. Then once by man and angels to be seen, in roaring he shall rise, and on the surface die. Alfred Tenney.
Alfred motherfucking Tenney wrote about the Kraken and his... All right, that's pretty cool. So, the only part I didn't really like about that is when it says, his ancient, dreamless, uninvaded sleep, the Kraken sleepeth. It's like, you really need to know he's sleeping twice.
Yeah.
He sleepeth, dude.
You really got to emphasize the sleep of all things.
This is not a sonnet. This is a warning. He's warning people about the very thing that I've been trying to drive home this episode, and I keep getting censored.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking out against the fact that eventually, as we're all just bickering amongst one another about Trump and just shit that doesn't mean anything, these fucking things are going to come crawling out of the sea, and what you're seeing in front of you is going to be real.
F*** you.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Error. TJ, error. Whoa.
Wow, TJ.
This is a hearing test?
Yeah.
Did I raise my left or right arm? Am I going to hear the sound again?
I don't know.
I thought I was being tested.
This is a fantastic digression.
Yeah, TJ, this is great, dude.
TJ plays beeps segment now on the show.
It's fine. I'm just getting it ready.
Just getting it ready?
Just getting it ready.
I'm waiting for the test.
There's no test.
There's no test?
Proceed.
Giant squid.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Giant squid.
That's a biggin'.
That's a biggin' right there, dude.
Oh, you want to play the video?
No, TJ, I'm just saying giant squid.
You're just saying it?
I'm just saying it.
You're just saying it?
I don't know why I'm saying it. I'm just waiting for your beep. All right, so let's just get this over with. These enormous animals, which live deep in the Atlantic Ocean,
uh-huh,
can reach lengths of 60 feet,
okay,
and can weigh nearly 1,000 pounds.
Right.
They have eyes
the size of soccer balls and 35-foot-long tentacles lined with suckers measuring in 2 inches in diameter.
That's not big enough to lift a ship out of the ocean like I'm looking at here.
Well, that's because they haven't really truly found the big ones.
Right.
Because obviously there's ones out there this big.
The weak, scrawny ones are the ones that float towards the top that we get to, you know, scoop out of the water.
They're probably running from these.
Yeah.
So very little is known about the giant squid because they are so rarely seen. Until recently, the only time scientists had seen giant squid was when they found them in among the stomach contents of sperm whales, their only known predators. It's also believed, I guess, too, I read that pilot whales can also eat giant squid. The sucker-shaped scars on the whale's jaws and lips attest to the battle the whales had to put up in order to capture their prey. So they're tough to fucking eat.
So this is not like a helpless prey.
They're going to fight. And sperm whales are fucking huge. If you see a sperm whale, I didn't pull it for this episode, but they're one of the largest whales. So
plus their name is sperm.
Thank you, TJ. That is in fact true. That is in fact true.
Her name is sperm.
you said sperm.
Sperm.
It's just funny because they're so much bigger than an individual sperm would be.
How about TJ like to free his willy? So in 2005, TJ, a team of Japanese marine biologists were able to capture photographs of the elusive giant squid swimming deep in the Pacific Ocean for the first time.
Swimming deep.
So we can actually take a look at that video now.
Giant squid. All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Very good. You've done. Oh, that's great.
That's racist, TJ.
Don't look that giant to me, brah.
The squid continues to feed on the bait. Hunger overrides its natural instinct.
My God, this guy.
The squid continues.
It's like almost Batman level.
Thanks, Discovery Channel.
Can you just mute it, TJ?
Yeah, I can mute it.
I mean, there's like, it's cool to hear this, what the scientists are saying, but the fucking voiceover is just like ridiculous.
The giant squid is taking the beach.
Overwhelming its sense to flee.
Well,
it's pretty fucking big, dude.
I mean, it's a big squid. I'm
it's
kind of
hard to tell what the size is without anything around for comparison.
Yeah, there's nothing relative to it in the background.
So we don't. I don't really know how big the thing I'm looking at is. I mean, it looks pretty big.
So you know how they figured out that this fucking how to find one of these?
Uh-huh.
So it took 3 years for the scientists to locate the squid, which they accomplished by following the migratory patterns of sperm whales. Yes, TJ, they are called sperm whales. They captured the photos.
Sperm, Scotty!
They captured the photos while the squid was attacking bait on a line, which we saw there. The squid caught up on the line and struggled for more than 4 hours to free itself. During the struggle, it lost one of its tentacles, which the scientists recovered. It measured 18 feet in length. A year later, the researchers were finally able to capture a giant squid. Giant squid size, so this is a thing. They're obviously people, because you know we have all these myths about them. The size is vastly exaggerated.
Right. So here's a size chart if you're curious about it.
So reports of specimens reaching and even exceeding 20 meters, which is 66 feet in American, are widespread, but no specimens approaching the size have been significantly documented. So the 66-foot claim, no one has any substantial proof of that.
Right.
According to giant squid expert Steve O'Shea, such lengths were likely achieved by greatly stretching the two tentacles like elastic bands. So someone stretched it out really far to say, oh, look how big
it is. Look how big. And plus, I mean, look how big that fucking... that tentacle is compared to its body, too. I mean,
it's massive.
I mean, the tentacle is longer than the rest of it combined. It has a really long fucking tentacle there.
So, a giant squid specimen measuring over 4 meters or 13 feet without its two long feeding tentacles. Based on the examination of 130 specimens and beaks found inside sperm whales, giant squid's mantles are not known to exceed 2.25 meters, which is 7 feet, 4.6 inches, including the head and arms. But excluding the tentacles, the length very rarely exceeds 5 meters or 16 feet. So the maximum total length when measured relaxed post-mortem is measured at 13 meters or 43 feet for males or females, and 10 meters, 33 feet for males, from the posterior fins to the tip of the two long tentacles.
Okay.
So they're big, for sure, but they're not like 60, 70 feet. They're not the crap.
I just want to point out that every one of these animals could utterly fucking decimate a human being.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this shit.
They could definitely eat your ass, but they actually live pretty far down, so the chance of you encountering a live giant squid
That's
are pretty
what
much
they want you to think, Scotty.
Oh, shit, dude.
That's just what they want you to fucking think, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Okay, if they live so far down, how did they destroy so many ships in the age of sail?
Well, that's a different one. The giant squid probably wasn't doing that. I don't think it's big enough to destroy the ship. That's actually the Kraken species, which we have not found yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said,
that's
because
anyone who has found it hasn't lived to tell.
Yeah, they
tale.
Haven't lived to tell
exactly.
a tale, or they're
except for me, matey.
Or they're slumbering, kind of like Cthulhu. You know, they're just waiting, biding their time to reemerge. I mean, they probably learned the way, like you said, they're intelligent, Paul. They probably learned we had cameras and ways of capturing them, and they don't want the population to know about them until it's too late.
Uh huh.
And that's my theory, at least. I have no proof of that. But I thought we'd end with the one of my favorite squids, TJ. So you pull up the next one.
This one.
That's actually the Kraken. It's the next one.
This one?
Nope.
This
You're
one?
You're behind. Nope, that's not that. That's where I was
this
pulling the
This one?
That's the colossal squid.
That's a big motherfucker, dude.
Jesus Christ, look at that fucking thing.
Yeah, this is my favorite. The colossal squid is just, looks ridiculous.
He crazy.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous, dude.
Looks fucking deadly.
I'm sure it would be that, too. And TJ, how about a little lighthearted squid?
Okay. Hell Blooper. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Blooper is a squid ghost.
No, he's not.
Look at him.
No, he's not.
Look at him.
He's just a white squid, Paul.
He's wearing a sheet. You can see his eyes peering from within.
Maybe he's just a squid member of the Ku Klux Klan. You ever think of that?
Whatever, dude.
Maybe he's racist against other cephalopods.
Blooper made his first appearance in Super Mario Brothers and various kinds of them appeared.
You believe they're letting mollusks live in our neighborhood now?
Dude, Blooper was one of the harder ones.
Oh, I know, dude.
And those water levels, he was so unpredictable.
Yeah, his swimming patterns are kind of a bitch.
So, TJ, Blooper's actually as old as you, 1985.
Cool. Yeah, the first Mario game came out. Well, not the first, but the first Super Mario Brothers game came out.
Correct, yeah.
When I was, I don't even know if that's accurate, actually. Yeah, well, I think the original was like just Mario Brothers or something, and then the Super Mario Brothers was the fucking classic one everyone fucking remembers. Yeah,
that was in 1985.
Yeah.
So I actually have some video of fucking blooper, dude. And this guy's actually, Blaine is actually good, so he's not going to be killed by it. But, dude, I can't tell you how many times I was killed by this motherfucker.
He's a bastard. All right, let's take a look. Get your ass in now. Get your ass in the water.
Get in the water, boy.
Get your ass in the fucking water, bitch. So,
oh, shit, dude.
Dude, he knows where that secret is.
Oh, well, I mean.
We all know that one.
Everyone knows that one. Come on.
Unless they fucking stupid.
They don't know shit about Mario.
Oh, he didn't go all the way with it, though.
Let's see. Blooper.
There he is.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, I hate that motherfucker. See, look at shit. He's struggling even with his
Look what you have to do just to get past him. You got to, like, fucking just delicately keep yourself above water.
I mean, he can swim under him, too.
Oh, yeah, if you're lucky.
And that's just dealing with one, dude. That was dealing with just one of those.
Drop right on your head. No, yeah, there were swarms of bloopers.
Oh, shit. There's another one. Okay, shit. You got to bypass that one.
Those fucking flowers that spit out the lava can be kind of frustrating, too.
If you're not fast enough getting past them and shit, if you stick around.
Sometimes there's, like, they put shit there that you want to stick around for. These underwater ones are easier.
Dude, that ain't lava. Those are spores, TJ.
Yeah, whatever. Is it touch fuzzy, get dizzy?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Well, that's way that later. That's way later than the mark. Oh, shit. Oh, that's got babies,
got babies
too.
And shit. Kill the babies. Yeah, kill the babies.
That's the mama blooper with all the baby bloopers and shit. At least they all die at once, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they don't have to, like, mourn the death of their mom or anything.
Yeah, they're all
just
dead.
That could be way more dangerous if, like, after the mom dies, all the little ones become,
It'd be crazy if you kill the mom and then all the little ones become, like, super sporadic and just fly around everywhere.
Oh, dude, that'd be something they would do in, like a modern Mario game. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that motherfucker was just waiting for you.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, dude. Blooper was tough.
He's a mean motherfucker, dog.
You guys feel now that you are educated on the squid, on the squid uprising?
I feel like I actually, thanks to your shitty episode, I know less about the squid than when I started.
Well, damn, I don't even know how I achieved that, but I kind of feel impressed with myself. If you actually know less about squid now, that's
I know less.
That's actually something.
I used to know more.
I'm just hoping that I woke up one person to the real threat. Like, if I can get one person on board,
I'm not
going
to listen to you, man.
What real threat? What are you talking about?
The threat that...
Paul's being censored. Did you just cut Paul's mic, TJ? What the fuck, dude?
No, it's all good. Sorry, technical difficulties, everybody.
Okay, well, Paul, go on.
The message is being suppressed.
What? There's no message.
The message is being
suppressed.
You're
free to say whatever you want on this podcast,
all right,
go
ahead and say it. Talk about the squid.
The squid.
Oops. I don't know what's going on. Some technical difficulties.
TJ, what the fuck is happening, man?
I don't know. We're having technical difficulties, man. I guess we gotta end the show. Sorry.
Well, let's talk about the squid uprising, TJ. Can we talk about that?
Squid uprising? What? Squid uprising? Squid now?
I wanna talk about the squid uprising, TJ.
I don't know nothing about that. Uh oh. Technical difficulties, y'all. Gotta stop.
Okay,
gotta go.
Can I?